Simon uses his handkerchief to wipe the last of the absinthe from the glass and places everything behind the book to be retrieved at a later date. He moves closer to me. Felicity comes between us, taking hold of my wrist.
Thank you, Simon. And now I suppose we'd best make that visit to the cloakroom to add truth to our story, she says, a satisfied gleam in her eye.
Simon isn't happy, that much I can see, but he bows and lets us get on our way.
I don't feel much different, Anne says,
as we stand in the cloakroom, fanning ourselves, letting the maid search for imaginary tears in our gowns.
That is because you didn't take more than a sip, Felicity whispers. I feel quite fine.
There's a sweet warmth in my head, a lightness that makes it seem as if all is well and no harm can come to me. I smile at Felicity, no longer upset, just enjoying our indiscretion together. Why is it that some secrets can drown you while some pull you close to others in a way you never want to lose?
You look beautiful, Felicity says.
Her pupils are large as moons.
So do you,
I say. I can't stop smiling.
What about me? Anne asks.
Yes, I say, feeling lighter by the second. Tom will not be able to resist you. You are a princess, Anne. This makes the maid tending my dress raise her eyes to me for a moment, but then she is back to it. When we enter the ballroom again, it seems transformed, the colours deeper, the lights hazier. The green fairy melts to liquid fire that races through my veins like gossip, like the wings of 1,000 angels, like a whisper of the most delicious secret I have ever held. Around me the room has slowed into a beautiful blur of colour, sound and motion, the whisk-whisk of the ladies' stiff skirts melting into the greens and blues, silvers and burgundies of their bejewelled bodies. They bend and sway into the gentlemen like mirror images that kiss and fly apart, kiss and fly apart. My eyes feel wet and beautiful. My mouth is swollen as summer fruit, and all I can do is smile as if I know all there is to know, but I cannot hold on to any of it. Simon finds me. I hear myself accepting a dance with him. We join the swirling throng. I am floating. Simon Middleton is the most beguiling man I have ever known. I want to tell him this, but no words will come. Through my blurry eyes, the ballroom has transformed into a sacred spiral dance of whirling dervishes, their white cassocks flying out like the first snow of winter, tall purple hats defying gravity atop their delicately spinning heads. But I know I cannot be seeing this. With effort, I close my eyes to clear the scene, and when I open them again, there are the ladies and gentlemen, hands joined tentatively in the waltz. Over their downy white shoulders, the ladies communicate to each other with subtle nods and silent looks.
The Thetford girl and Robert's boy, a most suitable match, don't you agree?
Fate sealed, futures decided in three-quarter time under the glittering illusion maker of the chandelier, throwing off diamond-hard prisms of light that bathe everything in a reflection of cold beauty.